Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Residents on Plum Island are in the process of literally drawing a line in the sand. In the aftermath of the recent devastating winter storms, some Plum Island property owners are building giant barriers on the beach to protect their homes. But, as WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports, state officials say their efforts, while understandable, are illegal.
Slowly but surely, life is returning to normal on Plum Island. The emergency command post is gone. A mailman is back on his route, and Blue, the inn on the beach, is open. The icy Atlantic wind is brisk, even if the off-season hotel business isn't. Along the shore, Plum Island resident Tom Gursky takes advantage of the crisp weather and low tide to take his first walk along the beach since a nor'easter ripped through here 2 weeks ago, the last of three powerful storms since late December.
Yeah, I was here for all the storms. My backup walk from the beach, it has no effect on us.
Gursky lives on the north end of the island, a block from the ocean, where prices are lower than here on the southern part of Plum, where scores of homes on the seashore were damaged in the recent storm.
You see, there's quite an investment. Most of these homes are worth over $1 million. I figure I'll be beachfront property in 20 years.
Teresa Ritchie and her husband Mark already live on Plum Island beachfront property.
Come on in and you understand why we're here. Look at that.
The price of an ocean view like this is steep, and the view a lot steeper since the recent storm eroded so much sand from homes along this part of the Plum Island shoreline. The Ritchies moved into their new custom-designed home just 6 days before the nor'easter hit.
Would you like a tour?
Sure.
Yeah, I give you a tour. It's pretty amazing.
The Ritchie home is done in imported stone and exotic hardwoods.
You can be sure that this house was built to the best. Whatever was the best thing available, we did.
This house is just one of two on this part of the shoreline built on steel I-beams, driven 40 feet deep into the Plum Island sand. There are three bedrooms, and every room in the house has an ocean view.
Wow!
Isn't it amazing to wake? We see the sunrise from here. Every day is different, including today, seeing the bulldozers with all the rocks. We're not harming anyone. We're protecting ourselves here.
Up and down the beach, bulldozers and excavators work in tandem, digging deep trenches, then filling them up with huge rocks or concrete cubes that look like giant gray dice, covering everything over with sand. Rob, the operator of one excavator, stops to dump a rock, and I climb up the ladder to the cab.
Do you think this will help save the beach?
Would this help save the beach? Yeah, of course, I hope.
What's that?
I said, I hope it does.
Have you ever done this before?
No, it's my first time.
This is the first time?
Yeah.
So how high a wall will you build?
I don't know, what's this, about 20, 20 feet? Yeah, it's about 20, 25 feet.
It's called beach armoring. The giant rocks that form an artificial dune are called riprap. Armoring is expensive, $40,000 a home. In the aftermath of the storm, 10 shoreline Plum Island homeowners agreed to spend the money to protect their properties. This contractor, who didn't want his name used, was working on one of the homes.
So basically the dunes behind the houses need to be somehow stabilized and secured. There's a couple of different ways people are doing it. Some folks are going with the blocks of cement. We're doing it a little bit differently. We're using random shaped stone to best facilitate stability and drainage.
That's in theory. Greg Berman, a coastal process scientist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, says in practice, using riprap can make things worse because rocks reflect energy from waves.
So when it bounces off, it actually expends a lot more energy in a shorter space. There's a lot of turbulence in the water, which can excavate out sand in front of that riprap. And then it has the energy to transport it further offshore. So the overall lowering of the beach in front of riprap is, depending on the environment, fairly typical.
Whether armoring the beach on Plum Island will work is debatable. What's not open to discussion is that here, it's illegal.
armoring of a dune, first of all, is not allowed in Massachusetts. It's also not allowed in virtually every other coastal state.
Earlier this week, Ken Kimmel, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, sent Plum Island property owners a letter acknowledging their difficulties, but warning them that ultimately armoring their beachfronts will not prevent flooding during storms or erosion of their beaches.
There's a lot of work that's going on the beach right now, and I did not want people to think that this was work that we had in any way approved of.
Kimmel warns Plum Island homeowners who spent so much money to armor their dunes that soon they'll have to pay to remove them. But property owner Teresa Ritchie isn't fazed.
I like to make a statement, be the first one in line to go to jail. And let's see what happens. They won't like me in jail. I'll drive them crazy. I mean, I don't think that we've done anything to go to jail. Do you?
The state has given Plum Island property owners until the end of the storm season to take down their barriers. Otherwise, there'll be a showdown over the Plum Island shoreline fortifications. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.